Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Matt Silbernagel from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
Indeed.
And do you feel a rivalry with Minnesota being from Wisconsin?
Well, I was a Vikings fan.
Yeah.
And then Brett Favre came to Green Bay, and I became a Packers fan.
Yeah.
And then Brett Favre went to Minnesota, and now I'm just confused.
I can imagine. Well, welcome to our show, Matt. Carl Castle is now going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm nervous, but ready.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
California is broke as a state, so new income we try to create. Soon, DMV tags have room for some ads. We'll make billboards of your license
plate.
Right. The increasingly desperate lawmakers in bankrupt California are considering a bill allowing for electronic license plates. They'd flash between, you know, standard identifying numbers and letters, and ads. You know, they're like these new electronic billboards. It would bring in revenue, but think of what it might do to police chases. It's like, one Adam 12, we're in pursuit of a white van, license plate E68. If it lasts more than 4 hours, call your doctor F6.
I would be distracted by that. That would completely distract me from my texting.
Here's your next limerick.
Most meetings I go to aren't so hot. They require some nodding, but no thought. A machine with a face could go take my place. I'll stay home and send in a...
robot.
Yes, a robot. Are you tired of wasting your time in meetings? Would you rather spend your time watching lolcat videos or reading about your new favorite sport, soccer? A Japanese company, Innovation Matrix, has developed a robot surrogate to attend business meetings in your place. It's got cameras, microphones, so it can speak and see for you. It's amazing how closely this man-sized robot approximates human behavior. For example, just this week, one of these robot surrogates was reprimanded for sexually harassing the fax machine.
Faxes are so old.
Yeah.
That would be harassment and elder abuse.
What can I say? I had a thing for older technology.
Harassing my telex.
It would seem talking up as electric.
I don't think you're obsolete. Anyway. All right, very good. Here's your last limerick.
With fringes and hair curls, who knew? I'm arrested 'cause I had no clue. I saw a prayer shawl and then started a brawl. I was duped 'cause he looked like a...
rhymes with zoo.
No.
Stew?
No. No, it's a tough one. I'll give it to you because I think you've already won. It's Jew. He's duped because he looked like a Jew. The mayor of Amsterdam's plan to clean up the streets of Amsterdam is Meshuggah. Meshuggah like a fox. They've been having trouble with anti-Semitic gangs, right? So police officers are going to be trained to become decoy Jews. They'll learn to complain colorfully about trivial annoyances and to loudly worry that their children may not choose to become physicians. So these thugs will be lured out, and then the decoy Jews transform and let them have it. Yarmulkes turn into razor-sharp flying discs. Kazing! The main challenge so far has been casting convincing decoy Jews. You know, for example, Samuel L. Jackson, a great actor, but no one really bought his "I've had it with these misogoshing snakes on this fakakta plane."
You know what would be funny? Would be the school where they all learn that. To listen to an entire class of policemen taking the instruction there.
It's like, everybody together, yes, I'm watching my salt.
Do you have to put me right next to the air conditioning?
Anyway, Carl, how did Matt do in our quiz?
Matt did well enough, Peter. He had two correct answers. So, Matt, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
I'm a happy guy. Thank you.